The church bigwigs of today probably wouldn't allow Paul to preach in any congregation. Weakness? Fear? Trembling? You've got to be kidding. Preachers like that today don't get calls, or their calls are forcibly taken away from them. Do you remember what he always preached? What he proclaimed Sunday after Sunday, month after month, and year after year? Do you remember? He says, I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul preaches Jesus, and not just any Jesus, but the Jesus who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. Oh, come on, Paul. You, Paul, can't possibly believe that you can run a church on just that kind of preaching, do you? A crucified and dead Jesus? Is that all? Are you kidding? Let's hire the best consultants. Let's hold a summit. Let's get the brightest and most innovative techniques and ideas. Let's rack our brains. We can come up with something much better than what you always preach, Paul. And yet Paul remains in the pulpit. He won't get out. He digs in his heels. And most of all, he won't change the content of his preaching, even if it means the end of his ministry.